Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, and I do mean everybody, including all those snowplow drivers up there in the West, as well as the upper Midwest and New York and New England, because, yeah, it's snowing over there. Thanks for the job you're doing, keeping America moving along. And that goes double for the over-the-road truck drivers that are struggling to get from point A to B right now. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Facebook as at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of some of the things we have over there. All right, joining us right now from California, where I'll bet you it's colder there than it is here, and that would be the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Mr. Captain, hello everybody.
They're on the porch and they're saluting you, and the Canadians are there in their shorts and T-shirts, but some of the Floridians are up there, too, the same way, because it is a balmy 62 degrees.
Wow, well, we're at 50 degrees here, so, little, as you said, a little bit colder.
And it's not balmy at 62, but it's okay, because it was up to 80 today, and it'll be 80 tomorrow.
Well, that's right. But there are places around the country which will tell people about
it. Oh, man.
Very cold.
Yeah, and I'm sorry for saying it to the people that I know where it's colder than a well digger's butt. All right, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've had a horrible shooting in a shopping mall in Lakewood, Colorado, where five people are dead, including the shooter. And it also looks like as if a police officer was wounded.
That's correct, Captain. As you said, at least five people are dead. Multiple people were injured. One Lakewood police officer, they're injured on the scene. Right now, we're still getting more information about this. We understand that the suspect has been shot and killed. We just don't know yet if the suspect took his own life or if he was, in fact, shot by police. So this occurred in a place called Lakewood, Colorado. Yes, they're at a shopping mall, and this seemed to go through multiple locations as they were after the suspect.
He was going down the walkway, if you will, shooting into the stores.
Right.
That's what was reported, and I don't know, again, we don't know how the suspect got shot. By the way, the mall officers up there probably have firearms.
Yes, you would think. Yes.
Yeah, so it could have been a security officer for all we know, but we're not going to speculate. We're just going to say that the suspect is dead, so that's a good thing. The threat has been neutralized, but unfortunately some other people have had to die as a result, and there are other people that were injured, including a police officer. So please, please keep them in your thoughts and prayers tonight. Not a good place to be.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, let's go over here to not too sure Joe Biden. That's the way I'm going to say this, because here's what Joe Biden said. There is no federal solution. This gets solved at the state level, talking about COVID and the variant.
Well, to that, you know, Captain, I think your own Governor DeSantis would say, really? You know, very interesting.
How long have you and I been saying that?
Well, a very long time, since this whole thing began. And suddenly here comes Joe Biden saying this. Of course, this comes as they're still trying to get the federal mandate about businesses with 100 or more employees for the vaccination or testing, basically, through the Supreme Court. But certainly, Captain, the notion that this is solved at the state level would be music to the ears of many state governors. But everything that the Biden administration has done up to this point seems to belie that in the sense that they do want to have a one-size-fits-all policy. At least that seems to have been their mode of operation.
Well, we've been talking about this since day one. Leave it up to the states. The states know better. Florida and Texas certainly have proven that, as well as some other states. The blue states have been sitting on their butts, I'm being polite, have been sitting on their butts waiting for the federal government to solve their problem, because to begin with, Joe Biden was the end-all, fix-all, and the federal government will take care of this. We will do what needs to be done. Well, you know something? There's no one-size-fits-all approach to mitigate COVID-19. There just isn't. Even as this administration is pushing major federal solutions to the pandemic that's nearly 2 years old. And let's establish something right now. The pandemic is COVID-19 and probably the Delta variant, correct?
Right.
The endemic is this Omicron. That's right. An endemic, because it's hardly anything at all. And people are going nuts, racing to the hospitals. I was in my doctor's office yesterday, and my doctor was telling me, you know, they're flooding the hospitals because, oh, my God, we got all the symptoms. We got COVID. We got to be checked. And they're tying up the emergency rooms, and in some cases, they're staying, you know, overnight for tests and this, that, and the other, and all that. But, I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. All right, hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks are coming right back right after you hear this message.
And that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
And I look forward to seeing a lot of good people there today. We're going to have a special guest, one of our local talent, radio guys is going to be there, Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. So come on out and see Brandon. Come on out and see me and enjoy the great food there and the great camaraderie and the great conversations that we have over there at Mission Barbecue. We talk about everything and anything. By the way, speaking of talking, I talked to my friends at MyPillow.com yesterday, and they were very happy and said thank you very much to everybody for the Christmas wishes and the Christmas orders that you gave them. And remember, it's not over just because Christmas is gone. If you need something, go over to the website, take a look, MyPillow.com. They got more than just pillows. They got a lot of stuff there. And you'll find out that you can get some tremendous savings there on the products. And maybe you need a birthday gift. Maybe you need a first-of-the-year party gift or something, whatever these companies and corporations do. You can get some pretty good prices because everything's been marked down dramatically. Now, if you really want to save some serious money, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a link there, a logo link. You double-click on it, it opens up. There'll be well over 100 items there with savings up to 75%. On the items, it will always ask you for a promo code. That's how you get the reduced price. And the promo code is Captain. It'll always be Captain. Now, if you want to talk to them on the phone, you can do that, too, by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, and the number 800-641-5459. Go over there and take a look, see what they got. You might make somebody happy, even though you hadn't planned on it. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, talking about all this nonsense that's going on, you know, Joe Biden was confronted by a reporter on whether or not he rejected the COVID testing boost before the holiday surge. Because if you remember right, I believe it was last, maybe during his campaign thing or maybe early when he got in the office, I remember he talked about, well, we're going to have 300 million testing kits, enough for every person in America, and we're going to get it done as soon as we can. And then we heard some ridiculous number a little while ago. He cut it back to 100 million, and then it was 732,000 or something like that. The numbers keep changing all the time with this guy, and you don't know what in the hell to believe.
Well, right. Evidently, Captain, there was a piece in Vanity Fair by Catherine Eban, and they had obtained basically a 10-page plan from what they call testing experts that was provided to the Biden administration on a Zoom call on October 22nd. And this had to do with bringing up about 732 million tests per month. And evidently, the Biden administration rejected that. They were told, those who had, had made the proposal were told that the idea was dead soon after that Zoom call, if not right after that Zoom call. And so now the president, of course, saying he never rejected it when he was confronted by a New York Post reporter about it. And, you know, Captain, here we go. If they had not rejected this plan or had some form of it, what they're saying now is that maybe these long lines trying to get these tests to people who now need them because they've been exposed, that would have been a much different, a different
story. Yeah. And I need to address something to the people that are standing in those long lines. Some of them may be listening to us right now. Some of them may be wondering, you know, why am I doing this? Well, yeah, why are you doing it? We're talking about nothing. And by the way, you know what the new drug of choice is for this Omicron?
What's that?
Sudafed.
Really? Okay.
Or NyQuil. Sudafed or NyQuil. Think about it for a second. This is a three-day problem that you have where you're going to have the sniffles and maybe a cough and maybe a fever, and you're over it, just like the flu. You're over it. So what do you take when you get the flu? Gosh, you take NyQuil. You take the flu stuff that you can buy in a drugstore. You take Sudafed. That's what you do.
Well, you know, Captain, it's funny that you should say that because I've been seeing these commercials because it's wintertime, you know, because it's cold and flu season under normal circumstances, and you're seeing these commercials about, you know, how do you get back to your, you know, to your active self if you've got the sniffles or whatever, and you take these over-the-counter products.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly, yeah.
And they're selling like hotcakes because you don't need the other stuff. Hello?
Right.
Gee whiz.
Well, of course, the notion that something is Omicron, people don't even really know. But because it seems to be so mild, you know, it's almost indistinguishable. So how you don't know unless you run out and get a test.
Well, people need to understand that Joe Biden is not telling us the truth. And I know I'm going to get a comment from the chat room here in a minute, because here it comes. Little Dr. Fauci is even worse. He's come out now and said, well, you know, we might have to have everyone riding the airplanes put on a mask and keep it on all the time while they're on the plane, and they might have to be vaccinated. We might have to do that now. You can't get on the plane unless they're vaccinated.
Right, because right now I think you have to show tests and so forth, but right, he's thinking that if you made it a mandatory for domestic flights, it's already mandatory on international flights, but if it was mandatory on domestic flights, that might up the number of people who actually were vaccinated. But here we go again. It's whatever Dr. Fauci sort of decides that he's going to say that day, and people want to know how this is really going to ever end. And they don't. Mm-hmm. They used to see the light at the end of the tunnel, Captain, and I think that light seems to have gone out.
Well, let's try to get a little bit of an understanding here. Let's use New York as the example, because New York is their cases aren't even high enough on, you know. And again, they're calling anything that's a cough, sniff, sneezel. They're calling anything COVID these days. You know that, right?
Well, of course, right.
Yeah. Now, the governor there, Hochul, says New York is preparing for all kinds of scenarios as COVID hospitalizations have spiked 80% since the start of December. Well, New York's state's daily count of coronavirus hospitalizations, driven by the spread of the immunity-dodging Omicron strain, hit 5,526 on Monday. There's a lot of people in New York. Do the math. See what that is in terms of the number of people that are in New York. It's not as high as you think. Yeah, it's 80% higher than where it was at the beginning of the month, but that's because people are going nuts. And de Blasio, here's another one. De Blasio's private sector COVID vaccine mandate will take effect as Omicron ranges. It's going to take effect, as a matter of fact, come New Year's, they're only going to allow, what, 15,000 people in the Times Square?
That's right. That's
and
right.
And everyone will have to be masked, and everyone will have to have proof of vaccination, or you can't be together. I heard that, and it's like, come on, give me a break. These people are just milking this, and they're just dumping this crap in your face. You got to stand up, and you got to say, hey, you're not going to win this argument. Listen to your doctor. Don't listen to me. Go talk to your doctor. Go talk to your doctor.
Well, unfortunately, and we know, of course, there are breakthrough infections and can affect different people in different ways. But that being said, the politicians, namely the Democrat Party elite, the Biden administration, they are eager, Captain, to have a Hollywood blockbuster sequel called COVID-2, you know, Omicron or something like that. And they really want to play into this thing. Because there is a national health issue with this. That's obvious.
Yeah.
But they are playing it up because they believe that it helps them.
Yeah, and some of the other at-home remedies, I'm getting some things here tossed at me, not only in the chat room, but by email. How about hot tea with lemon and honey, or a hot toddy, there you go. Hot tea with lemon, honey, and a little shot of Seagram's.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's all the grandmother stuff, and guess what? It works.
Right, and also, you know why, Captain, so many of these people are having these very light symptoms, and that's because they got vaccinated and they got their booster shot.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be the overriding factor here in terms of having a very, even if you have any symptoms at all, if you've got
And if you've got COPD or you've got breathing problems, respiratory problems or something like that, and you get a cold, it's always a little bit worse than whatever. And as a precaution, they will take older people in particular, and they might hospitalize them for a day or two. But they're not going to put them in there and keep them there for 2 or 3 weeks like they were doing before because the problem isn't that bad.
Well, you know, the idea, of course, is to keep society going, and if the vaccinations help with that, which they seem to be,
well, when we come back, when we come back, we're going to talk about society, and we're going to talk about Chucky Boy Schumer and what he has proposed now to get back at Joe Manchin and all the rest of us. Wait till you hear this one.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. American governors have calibrated their approach to Omicron as an exhausted public reckons with a pandemic that is nearing its 2-year mark.
The White House said during his call on Monday, Biden would discuss his administration's response to the Omicron variant and hear from the governors on the needs in their states. As he left the White House, Biden told reporters he received a positive reception from the governors.
They thanked me for the cooperation they're getting. They said they've gotten all that they need. They just want to know what we think is going to happen from here.
Sarah Weddington, an attorney in the landmark Roe v. Wade case, has died, according to statements from friend and former student Susan Hayes and U.S. Representative Lloyd Doggett. She was 76. Weddington attended McMurray University before graduating from the University of Texas School of Law in 1967. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'm going to take it away in this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that run Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking coming up on 7 years. And I take it religiously 7 days a week, twice a day. Now, what it does for me is it stops the discomfort that I have with three different things, three different problems that I have. My right shoulder, which I've broken a couple of times, and I have arthritis in it. My left wrist, which I've broken a couple of times, and had my wrist the second time it was broken, I had to put a pin in it. And then my back, my spine that was fused, L2 and 3, after I broke it for the second time, and they had to fuse my spine. Now, my permanent problem has always been my left foot and ankle, but that didn't come along until 2001 at the World Trade Center. And that's just a little plus and a little benefit and add-on, because I was taking Mobic and Flexerol for that. And my other problems that I had, I was taking the Mobic and the Flexerol, but I also tried Aleve for a while, but I had to take like 8 or 10 of them to get it to work to where it would cut the pain back when I had it. Well, with the Relief Factor, I take 2 packets a day, one when I get up in the day and one about midnight, and that takes care of it for me. That cuts it up, and by the way, cuts the pain and the swelling that I have, the problem I have with that. And if for some reason I need to take a third package, I can do that. Now, the best part is it's drug-free. Turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 are what's in this product called Relief Factor. Now, it helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers and eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problems is that you have, and it goes right straight to the source. And if you've got more than one problem, guess what? It just might solve them both because it's done it with me. Now, that's just me I'm talking about. It might work for you the way it does for me. It might not. I don't know. Everybody's different. But for $19.95, you can try the three-week quick start. That's it, $19.95, the three-week quick start. Gets it all going. And if it works for you, then you'll stay on the product and you'll just get it shipped to you automatically, and that's that. Now, if you go through my website, you don't have to become the member and join the club and all that sort of stuff. So the website is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. You're in like Flynn, and away you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I'm going to read something before I go to a caller. Chuck Schumer clearly has not learned any lessons from the collapse of the Build Back Better bill. With inflation raging and Democrats losing a slew of elections last month, back in November, Joe Manchin has spent the last several weeks making it clear that he would not support Joe Biden's vast climate change legislation. And he even told one interviewer, rather than negotiate with him, Schumer and the White House only tried to badger him into supporting their radical vision. Now, after Manchin emphatically declared his opposition to the BBB, Schumer then declared that he's going to hold a vote on it anyway when Congress returns after the holidays. Not only that, but Schumer has promised votes on the Democrats' bill federalizing elections. That's H.R. 1. That failed in May. He's going to bring it back in the Senate. And eliminating the filibuster altogether, which Manchin and other Senate Democrats have opposed. And there's a whole bunch of them that have opposed that. It would be a tour of Schumer's greatest defeats that he's bringing back. Now, he set expectations far above what Democrats can deliver, and has also demonstrated just how radical Joe Biden's party has become. It ain't going to work. What do you think?
No, I don't think it will work, Captain, because, as you mentioned, this is Chuck Schumer's great list of failures. It's Joe Biden's great list of failures. It's the Democrat takeover, the far left, their failures. And also, Captain, but there is a victory going on here, and that's because so many people, and especially people listening to this program across the country,
yep,
have called their senator
at
202-224-3121, 202-224-3121,
yep,
to let them know, whatever these people are doing, stop.
Yep. Give them your zip code, you get your senator.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Mike in Clearwater on the line. Okay there, Mr. Mike, what's going on?
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle?
I'm hungry. That's how I'm doing.
Well, Mission Barbecue later today, right? From,
yep.
What, 11:30 to 1:30?
Yep.
Anyway, Kyle, you know, this is terrible. The president caved once again. He let the radical Democrats get to him by postponing student loan payments for 90 additional days. And I'm convinced that at some point they're going to push him and say, you know what? Discharge everything. Let it all, you know, this deferred payment, that's not good enough. We want everybody to have a clean slate. That's not fair to the people who paid off their student loans, who worked hard to pay theirs off.
Hey, Mike.
And go ahead.
Has anybody said anything about the colleges that are still waiting on this money?
Well, right. And here's another thing, Captain. They've got a perfect setup, right, because the colleges are all liberal, so they got their pockets filled up with cash whenever these kids come and you know, do their schooling. And then now the Democrats are like, oh, well, you know, the colleges are taking advantage of these kids. The prices are exorbitant. Well, you can't just wipe away trillions of dollars. This is getting to be ridiculous. So what do you think, Kyle? It's just totally asinine. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, you first, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain, and thanks, Mike, for the call. Yes, you know, there are only some student loans that could be forgiven under the current system. Congress would really have to step in overall, Joe Biden has the ability to defer some of those payments to the federal government, basically. But in terms of private institutions, private loans, that may be an entirely different story. But remember, the fact that Biden's even caving, as you're talking about, it indicates there's so much chaos going on. And from the left, you know, they talk a good game in the sense you're trying to help the students and the people who have got these loans. But in reality, I think it's really just a tactic to once again continue to get more power, garner support. I don't think they care if these loans ever get forgiven or not. They just want to get voted into power so they can do really what they want to do.
Okay, if you go to college on a student loan and the college is supposed to get that money, okay, what happens if the college doesn't get that money and the loan is not being paid back by the student? Because some colleges, private colleges, it's not the federal government that's giving them the loan. It's the college.
Right.
So what happens then?
Right. Well, then presumably they would be out the money in that sense. Yeah.
All right. Let's go real quick because we're going to run out of time in the segment. Professor Dan DeMann up there in Lafayette, Indiana. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you how they're going to pay the college. It's already started. A lot of colleges are taking a certain percentage of the student's income when he or she leaves. They will get that for their working years.
Oh,
so you will be a slave.
Okay.
That will be one thing on your checkoff on your pay stub. It'll go right to that college. Purdue has already started it.
Okay.
And that's Mitch Daniel.
That makes
okay.
sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And second, watch. I still say Manchin is a snake. Watch on him on SR1. That's dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
He's not really voiced a lot of opinion on this yet. We'll see. He's going to get back into the Democrat fold eventually because he always does. His voting record is not Republican. A big issue like this, he's coming out and he's showing his star power. But he's going to fold right back in with Schumer and the rest of them soon. And if he goes SR1, it doesn't matter what he did on the last dealing with the Build Back Better, which I can never understand what that even means.
Right.
You will see. So right now, Republicans are cheering Manchin. I'm telling you, he's going to turn on him eventually. So that's really what I wanted to say tonight. Don't
okay.
go into the trap of believing this guy.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dan. And we're coming up on the break, and I appreciate it. And you have yourself a great day.
Hey, you too.
All right, Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana, Professor Emeritus, and what Dan said, Kyle, makes perfect sense.
Well, it really does. It's the ebb and flow. I mean, this is a dynamic situation.
Yep.
One day Joe Manchin is the darling, and the next day he could be, as he said, the snake.
And if this now becomes part of the student loan package where the colleges have to, to do that, then that makes perfect sense, too. Okay, Kyle, hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along the overnight radio airwaves. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hen and I just around. I know she's loud in the words, and I'm a man, I can't fear him. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can play show. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the honey now just around. Yeah, all the honey now. Oh, baby, baby, here I am, a man on your scene. I can give
got your chemicals, and mama, I'm sure all the hand and that gets around.
Oh my goodness! The Black Crowes, too hard to handle. What do you think, Kyle?
Oh yeah, that's a good one, a classic.
Oh, that'll get everybody rocking. But I hope everybody had two hands on the wheels as they were going over Donner and up there at 4th of July and some of those other passes out there. By the way, Cabbage tonight looks a lot better than what it did. So Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, Cabbage Hill right now along I-84, 19 degrees. It's reading bare pavement. So that's some very good news, but you still got traces of snow on the side of the road, but that's much better than it was 24 hours ago. 4th of July pass, as you mentioned, 12 degrees right now, snow coming in on a Tuesday. Also, Donner, 16 degrees right now, and with snow, definitely is going to win. We've got the winds there about 18 miles an hour right now. Earlier, Captain, they're coming out of Reno. Reno also inundated with snow. Even the ski resorts up there closed, I believe, temporarily. Temporarily, because of the amount of snow, at least 40 inches or so of snow in the Donner area, which was added on to the several feet they've already had there. So it is a major, major problem. So be careful if you're heading over Donner Pass. As we go through these storms coming in Wednesday and Thursday now into Southern California, that's going to go over to Cajon Pass, and looks like you're going to have snow Wednesday and Thursday there at Cajon Pass along Interstate 15 coming out of California heading towards Las Vegas. Definitely have some snow to tell you about. This is going to be north of Redding coming up Interstate 5 in Northern California as you're heading into Southern Oregon. Through Medford, definitely got snow there. Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, snow there with the temperatures in the low 20s. Snow showers reporting right now. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Heading back towards southern Utah, if you're heading through southern Nevada into southern Utah near St. George, definitely some light snow along Interstate 15, so you want to be aware of that. We definitely have the avalanche warnings, winter storm advisories, this coming across I-70. This is going to be west of Denver, so be aware of that. You've also got some very cold temperatures, Captain, especially up in Montana right now. Let me give you a couple of numbers. Helena, -9 degrees and a wind chill factor.
And dropping.
Great Falls, -12 degrees. Our friends in Bozeman at -5 degrees. So you definitely are going to need to bundle up, that's for sure. We've also got a wind chill warning down near Idaho Falls as well. So definitely be aware of that. Captain, it's cold. And more snow coming in, of course, with some of these storms that will be coming in as we go through the week.
Yep. Well, North Dakota, you got some really bitter cold temperatures up there. And by the way, you guys coming up out of the south, you need to have your fuel treated long before you get north of I-40. You need to have your fuel right, because by the time you get up into that cold temperature stuff where it's zero and below zero, it's too late, because water turns to ice and that'll freeze your system up. So not only your brakes need to have some alcohol in them, your air brakes, but you also need to have your fuel done right. Okay, North Dakota, Rapid City, South Dakota, coming out of there, I-94, I-90, slippery spots halfway across the state, North Dakota all the way across to Fargo. You still have snow, the eastern half of Minnesota tonight. Roads in general are snowpacked to the north of Minneapolis-St. Paul. A lot of snow around Minneapolis. In the upper peninsula of Michigan right now, you do have a winter storm warning in the upper peninsula there between the lakes, Superior and Huron, and also up into Canada. Now, just about all of Wisconsin tonight, again, is inundated with snow from one side to the other. Northern part of Illinois, to include Chicago, you're getting snow. The eastern third, northern one-third of Illinois, you're getting snow. And you're also getting a mixed bag of precipitation in the upper part of Michigan, up north of the Boot, there where we're being heard right now at AM 660. And in New York State, okay, I-81, Binghamton to the Canadian border, snow all the way. I-90 from Syracuse all the way to Boston, snow all the way. I-95 coming up out of New York and Jersey and Poughkeepsie, and I-84 mixing over into the Massachusetts Turnpike, I-90. You've got snow all the way there, all the way up to Bangor, Maine on I-95. You've got snow in New Hampshire. You've got snow in Connecticut across I-95 as well as I-84 down there coming into Hartford. And, of course, be advised that you've got fog as well on the East Coast tonight, where it's not snowing, it's foggy down around the Chesapeake Bay. And then Florida, we got a big patch of fog from Gainesville north all the way to the Georgia line up I-75. So be advised, you got a dense fog advisory there. I got some fog over in Laredo, coming out of Laredo, going about 100 miles north out of Laredo. Got some patchy fog along New Orleans, as well as some wind blowing and a little bit of fog from the Brownsville, Texas area up to about Galveston. It's kind of hit or miss on the fog there. But, Kyle, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. A great place to be camped out if you need to be off the road.
It really, really is, and especially if you might be going over the Grapevine, for example, because this storm coming in on Wednesday is definitely going to bring snow. It looks that it will bring snow to the Grapevine north of Los Angeles, and I think there's a Flying J in there in that very area. But that's right, Captain. You know, our trucker friends and our friends who are traveling around the highways and byways, they discovered the Pilot and Flying J, and certainly they were able to maybe get a gift card and do these kinds of things for Christmas time. But don't forget, folks, the Pilot and Flying J are there for you all year long. No matter what your needs are, pull into the Pilot or Flying J, get a great cup of coffee. It's the best cup of coffee in the interstate, we think that you'll agree. And also, when you stop in, be sure to join the Drivers Club and start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. You can go to pilotflyingj.com, check out the My Rewards Plus app. You can track your points, and you won't be sorry.
Okie dokie, hang on, Kyle. All right, we're going to let Black Crowes take us out here to the break, and then we'll be back after the top of the hour news.
Calls a mama, I'm show all the henna now, just around.
To know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Nobody's whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.